Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
I want to share about devoted love. This is so, the Word of God is just so powerful. It's like, okay, God, I will read this again. But Romans 12:9 says that love must be sincere. Love must be sincere.
Mm-hmm.
Hate what is evil, cling to what is good. Kind of simple, right?
Yeah.
English, right?
Right, right.
And then verse 10 says, be devoted to one another. Now, some people just kind of stop right there to be devoted to one another. But you got to listen to, you got to read the rest of the scripture. You got to read the whole thing. Be devoted to one another in brotherly love.
Mm.
A lot of people are devoted to each other, but what are they devoted to? What's your devotion based upon?
Mm-hmm.
What is that commitment based upon? And we need a commitment that's based upon love. And hopefully we'll get a chance to talk in the coming weeks about all the one another's in the Bible. There is a whole bunch of them. And it's real important. God wants us to know how to relate to each other and take care of each other. And that's really, really important. You know, the commandments, there's 10 of them. You have some that deal with your response to God, and the other ones have to do with your response to each other's, you know, and so you've got a vertical responsibility and you got a horizontal responsibility, and it's very important to God. And in Matthew 25, I read there about the sheep and the goats, and Jesus says something that, I mean, it's so stunning to me. It's really so amazing. It's probably one of my favorite scriptures, because it really gives me personal perspective.
Mm.
But in Matthew 25:31, he talks about when the Son of Man comes in his glory and all the angels with him, he will sit on his throne in heavenly glory, and all the nations will be gathered before him, and he will separate the people from one another as a shepherd separates the sheep from the goats. And he will put the sheep on the right and the goats on the left. And in verse 34, he says, then the king will say to those on his right, come, you who are blessed by my Father, take your inheritance, the kingdom prepared for you since the creation of the world. Man, talk about music to your ears. Who doesn't want to hear that?
Mm-hmm.
Right? Or, I was hungry and you gave me something to eat. I was thirsty, and you gave me something to drink. I was a stranger, and you invited me in. I needed clothes, and you clothed me. I was sick, and you looked after me. I was in prison, and you came to visit me. Then the righteous will answer him, Lord, when did we see you hungry and feed you? They're like, what is Jesus talking about here? Or thirsty and gave you something to drink. You could just hear Peter saying, where was I? Did I miss that? What day was that? You know, when did you see a stranger and invite? When did we see you a stranger and invite you in, or needing clothes and clothe you? And this is, he goes on to say, and when did we see you sick or in prison and go visit you? Like, help us out here. When did this happen?
Mm-hmm.
And then Jesus says these powerful words. He says, I tell you the truth. Whatever you did for one of the least of these brothers of mine, you did for me. That is powerful. I mean, Jesus is saying that whatever you do to the least of these brothers of mine, you are literally doing it for Jesus Christ. Talk about perspective and motivation for doing the right thing for others,
mm-hmm.
to stepping outside of yourself, laying yourself, your wants, your desires, your conveniences aside for somebody else.
Mm, imagine that.
What greater motivation to know that you're not just doing it horizontally for your neighbor, horizontally for your family member, horizontally for your friend, but you're actually literally ministering to Jesus Christ.
Wow.
I mean, talk about exciting. You know, John 15, you know, Jesus says that we'll be known by this. We will be known by the love that we have for one another. The world will be saved. The world will be one when they see us love one another. We can literally evangelize the world just by love and taking care of each other and being devoted. You think about devotion and devoted, the word means faithful. It means committed, unwavering, dedicated, a feeling or demonstrating loyalty, purposeful. We need devoted love. Love that's going to stick, stay, and stand even when it stinks.
Mm-hmm.
We need to have unwavering love. So many people today are non-committal. They will continue in a relationship as long as things seem to be going well, right?
Right.
As long as things are going right.
Mm-hmm.
But isn't it amazing that as soon as there's the first crack of disagreement or the first things that don't go your way, or all of a sudden it's like, I don't know about this.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I don't know. So someone once told me that the reason why they love pets, they don't like people. This wasn't a believer, but they told me that, I don't like people, but I love my dog. I love my dog more than I love people. I said, wow. And you know what happens is that people get so hurt that they just, you know, they wind up getting offended and they just close themselves off and they mm-hmm. say, you know what, I'm just not going to put myself out there.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know, to love, you risk being hurt. But you can't love and guard yourself at the same time. You can't have your arms stretched wide open for love and one hand guarding yourself too. You love was displayed. Love was wide open. Love is arms outstretched.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what? You can and probably will get hurt.
Yeah.
Part of life. But the question is, and even if there was a song about it, how deep is your love? I won't attempt to sing that. That's an old song. And
yeah, please don't.
Yeah, I won't. But you think about how deep is your, how deep is that love run? Do you have an inch of river love? Do you have a, you know, a couple of feet?
A raging river.
You know what? What do you have? Do you have a little flow of like ankle? I have an ankle depth love for you right now, and we are running low. We are running low. We've reached our limit. Or do you have an abundant level of love that you allow to channel through you? See, God wants it to be channels of love. It's His love that pours through us. But what happens is that when we get offended and we get hurt, we stick ourselves up in the middle of the channel and the love can no longer flow through us. In order for the love to flow through us, we have to lay ourselves down so that God's love can just go right through us. It's not about us or what we want or what our flesh desires. You know what? Sometimes that can be tough. But you don't stop, right? We pray about it. We say, listen, God, I don't want to be in the way. I don't want to get in the way of your love.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we can partner with God, but it takes commitment.
Right.
Devoted love. Just listen, one another. This is in Romans 12. Be devoted to one another in brotherly love. It's amazing how people are devoted in so many ways. They're devoted to a job because they know they're going to get a paycheck. They're right. Faithful at work.
Right.
They're the best employee in the world. There's a paycheck behind that.
Mm-hmm.
Or they're devoted to a team to play sports or whatever because they're going to get something out of it.
Mm-hmm.
But can you be devoted to what God says is the truth, whether you're going to receive anything out of it or not? And it's important.
Mm-hmm.
It's important that we come to a point in our walk with the Lord where we say, God, you know, it's not about me.
Yeah, exactly. That reminds me of the children of Israel. And when God brought them out of Egypt,
mm-hmm.
you know, they were just, you know, shouting and praising and worshiping God. But the moment they had any type of resistance, any type of uncomfortability,
yeah,
immediately they revert back to complaining and murmuring. As like, why'd you bring us out in this desert to kill us? Blah, 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 blah. And then God's like, okay. In his great patience, you know, he split the sea open for them. He brought them over, and, you know, the water came down on their enemies, and then they're, you know, then they get to their next destination.
Right.
Of course, they're praising God. Oh, he delivered us. Ah! And then they come to bitter waters, and they're like, I don't know about this. You know, this is like over and over and over again. Their devotion was only as long as things were going well for them.
Yeah, exactly.
Which is not devotion at all.
No.
Zero.
No. Zero.
You know what I'm saying?
It's powerful because it's, you know, that's a fickle love. You know what I mean? It's like, come on, if we can only love during the good times, we got an issue here. You know what I mean? We need to sign up for that devoted love. Mm-hmm. You know, that love that's gonna stand strong, and that's when you need to show up. Mm-hmm. You know, there is a time that you're present, but there's nothing like being present when the chips are down. When there's crisis, when there's tragedy, and listen, you're gonna face this stuff. You want to know? They say testing your mettle, test your love, and that's when it counts. But we have a generation right now that they're just fair weather, and if it's not about me, mine, now, what my flesh wants, it's just I'm not gonna stick, stay, and stand, and that's why you're seeing that relationships are being broken. You see dysfunction in homes. You've been seeing dysfunction everywhere because everyone thinks that they're entitled to something. They're entitled to comfort and convenience and no pain.
Exactly. Unbelievable. I mean, as long as things are going well, you know, we're real dedicated. But things, as soon as that wrinkle comes.
Right. And you know what? You can be encouraged today. You can be encouraged today because this is what God's requiring. He says, listen, this is how you love. It be devoted. We're not going to make it without commitment to each other. And brothers and sisters in the Lord, we have to suffer. Mm-hmm. Suffer with each other. You know, when one is down, it says, pity the one who falls and has no one to pick him up. You know, but the bond of a cord of three strands is not easily broken. And when we walk together, we can walk through the fires. We can walk through the trials. We can walk through the situations that we're facing in life. And we know that we have someone in our life that is devoted to God and devoted to us in God's love.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the thing about love. It sticks. Love perseveres. It's willing to go through something. Love says, let's try again.
Mm-hmm.
You got to try again. Okay, right. So it didn't work out. We got to try again. You know, love forgives. It really does. It truly forgives. Forgives means I choose not to remember it anymore, and I choose not to count this against you.
Mm-hmm.
If you say that I forgive you, but I have to keep a mental log of what you did because, you know, I need to remind you about this later,
mm-hmm.
That's not forgiveness. Forgiveness is trusting God with that. You're releasing that person. Right, and saying, I'm just going to trust God with it. He's got 70 times 7, right?
That's right.
For the same offense.
Right.
And love also means you go first. You go first. That's the blessing that we can participate in. But oftentimes what stops love, we're talking about brotherly love, being devoted in brotherly love one to another, normally... 9 out of 10 times, you're going to see it, probably 10 out of 10 times, pride,
mm-hmm.
You know, pride,
right?
Because, you know, lack of humility, obviously, right? Don't want to suffer any pain or loss. Lack of perseverance. People just give up.
Yeah,
they just give up. You got to have some stick-to-itiveness inside of you. You got to have some willingness to stand and say, you know what? I want to grow in the ways of God. I want to recognize and realize that this is a way that I can love God. God said, whatever you've done to the least of these brothers of mine, you have done to me. So if I suffer for a brother, I'm suffering for Jesus. If I'm denying myself, I'm denying Jesus. If I'm willing to go through some suffering and standing in the middle of this thing, even though I may not win and it may not look good for me, I am doing this for Jesus. And I'm trusting that God is going to replenish my account. Whatever that I've lost in this, whatever that I went through, whatever I suffered, I am going to go to the source because I did it for Jesus. I'm going to go to the source and allow him to refill me what I allow to pour out. And I'm telling you, this is, we're seeing a time where every word of the Bible is coming to pass, and the love of many is growing cold. It's growing cold. Mm-hmm. We want to make sure that we stay red hot love for one another, and that we remain devoted and faithful to brothers and sisters in the Lord, and really love our fellow man.
Mm-hmm.
Because as we continue to share God's love, more and more people are going to come to the Lord, and we're really going to experience God in even greater, more wonderful dimensions.
It is amazing how this is all working. It's people just like you, friends like you, that stand with us and understand, you know, we've got to make a difference in our generation, that stand with us prayerfully and financially, that just partner on a monthly basis to financially build a foundation that where we can carry this message not only to the nation of America, but to the nations of the world. It's amazing how so many people are being encouraged by a simple gift of a few dollars a month, $25 a month, $50 a month, whatever it is. And you know what? Together, if you're having difficulty in how to present the gospel to this generation, partner with us, and we together at VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program will bring the gospel to this nation, and this nation, by God's grace, to the Lord. Go to VFNTV.com and click on giving. VFNTV.com and click on giving. You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Don't forget to share it with your friends. Find out more and listen to the Daily VFN Radio Program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with your mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com.